You're listening to Eye on the Ball with Steve Rivera. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Eye on the Ball. I'm Steve Rivera, and you're listening to 1030 The Voice. We have a good, busy day today. We have some representatives from the Banner University Medicine group with us today in studio. That'll be fun. You can listen to us live here and maybe take a look on YouTube tomorrow. And then I have current Catalina Foothills football player Will Parker, the son of Glenn Parker. And then I have some Roadrunners people calling in, and Damon Alameda of KOLD. So busy, busy day. But first, my Banner University Medicine people. How are you, Finley and Christina Gear?
Doing well.
Good to have you guys. You guys are getting ready. We're like 7 or 8 weeks away from the El Tour de Tucson, the 37th. But first, you guys are huge because you guys are our title sponsors. How much of an impact do you think that helps you guys? Because it helps us tremendously.
Yeah. So I think, when we became Banner University Medicine about 4 years ago, the Tucson community was something that's always been really important to us. Hold on. And this is one of the ways that we can really show our support for the community. We're not going anywhere and we're planting our roots here. So it's great for us. It's a great way for us to engage our employees. We've got people, our own staff, that are leading rides every week, trying to get staff ready for the race. So yeah, we're really excited.
I call it a win-win.
Absolutely.
It's probably a win-win-win. It's probably a lot of wins.
Absolutely.
That. Yeah, yeah. And is the buzz already happening at the hospital?
Big time. We've got, when we first sent out the announcement, and we've got about 7,000 staff in Tucson between our cancer center, our clinics, our hospitals. And so we sent this announcement out before it was even released to the press, mm-hmm. saying, hey, this is the first time in many years that we're going to be participating as title sponsor. And we had so many emails come in from staff who were just so excited to see our name affiliated with such a great local event.
Right, right. It's iconic, but so are you in a helpful way, if that makes any sense. It's funny because I've been watching a lot of things, and I've been to the Children's Center, and that's what it's benefiting, the Diamond Children's Center. Mm-hmm. How important the hospital is in that wing that you have there, a very impressive wing, in fact. How important that is for parents. I'm a parent. You're a parent, obviously. And how important that is for just the day-to-day.
Yeah. And it's having Diamond Children's as the beneficiary, it's an incredible opportunity to really provide additional services and education and outreach for patients and their families also. Because as you know, when we have children who come through here, it's not just them in the hospital. It's siblings, it's parents. And so anything that we can do to help support them throughout their stay.
It's a safe house almost.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So Finley's here, your son, 5-year-old, an Arizona Wildcat fan.
That's right.
So Finley, I understand basketball is your favorite sport, but you're going to be busy on a bike here pretty soon. Mm-hmm. Do you practice a lot?
Yeah, I practice mostly every day.
Really, every day? So you probably ride, I don't know, 5-year-olds could ride miles probably. And so how many, I'm going to guess, maybe 2 or 3 miles a day without even knowing what you're doing?
No.
How far do you go, you think?
20 miles.
20 miles, that's good, impressive.
Good answer. I don't know if that's the right answer, but that's a good answer.
Well, in his head, it might feel like 20 miles, so.
Hey, let me tell you something. 5 yards to me is about 20 miles.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to ride in it, and your mom's going to ride in it, so you're going to have a fun day that day.
Yep.
Yeah. So I understand when they first announced that the hospital was going to do this and your mom was involved, you kind of got a little excited.
Yeah.
How so?
Because I don't know.
Do you remember what you remember when we were driving one day and what you were practicing in your seat? When I looked back at you and I said, "What are you doing?"
Oh yeah. I was doing like this if I win.
Okay. You've been watching a lot of TV then and cycling.
Yeah.
Because that's what champions do when they cross the line. Is that what you're doing? Kind of like the victory celebration?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. So you've got the TV thing going down, right?
He's ready. He's going to shake both those hands in the air when he crosses that finish line, huh?
See, and then when you're at the big race, this is not a race, this is a ride, but if you're like in the Tour de France and you do really, really well and you become first place and you finish like this at the end of the road,
yep.
Two girls will kiss you on the stage, so you have to be prepared for all that craziness.
What?
Nope.
Exactly, Philly.
Good
I like
answer.
That answer. Yes. Trust me, that's a good answer.
Good answer, bud.
So you guys in the family must be kind of excited. That's not professionally, but personally.
Definitely, I think this is we're anything that we can do to be outside, and of course now that we're in the months where we can actually be outside without catching on fire, it's just kind of an exciting thing to be a part of. So I think for him, he's always been a huge fan of riding his bike, and we've always been really impressed with how far he can go. And he started off doing Strider races. And so it's kind of seems like it's been in his blood for a few years now. So this will be kind of the first big organized thing that he's a part of.
Well, part of it and big thing, it's kind of is, because it's like more than 750 riders in that fun ride.
Yeah.
And then depends how far you want to go.
Yeah.
I would venture to guess that there'd be about 1,000 this year, hopefully.
That'd be great.
Just in that fun ride alone.
Well, and it's such a good thing for the community. I think for, somebody like me, I'm a little intimidated at the thought of doing the El Tour de Tucson because I'm not a cyclist. And so having him as a little bit of motivation, it's something that he wants to be a part of. And he's excited to get in there, right? And do the ride. So
the one thing you can't do, Finley, is go way ahead of your mom.
Yeah, you can't leave me behind.
That's easy.
Why is that easy?
Because I have a bigger, she has a bigger bike, but it's so slow. Mine is faster.
Oh. Yours is faster. Okay. Yeah. But you have to remember, this is not a race. This is kind of a ride just where you go casually and you try to make time and you try to help people and things like that.
Yeah, we need to talk about the helping people piece. What if you see someone with a flat tire on the side of the road?
I don't even have a pump on my bike.
That's true.
Well, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. We have plenty of people on the road to help you if you do have a flat. So we have people who kind of ride with you guys and see if there's a trouble, they'll stop and help you. So that'll be a good thing. So are you going to bring some of your friends with you?
Yeah.
You're going to have friends riding? Because it's always, mom's cool and all that stuff, but you have to have some friends to kind of hang out with and be cool too.
Yep.
Who are you going to bring?
Colton and Gavin.
Okay. Do they know about this?
No.
No. Okay. So we're going to have to.
We have breaking news. We have breaking news here.
Colton and Gavin, if you're listening, you are now riding.
Right.
Yeah.
Officially. That's good. That's two more riders that we didn't know we had.
That's right.
Yeah. So deep down, Christy, are you kind of, I know first time riders in this are kind of, but it's not that. I'm sure you could be.
And that's what I'm learning. And so it is kind of fun now having a kid who's of the age that he could participate, because when we were title sponsors for the event many years ago, I was very involved in it, but again, not a cyclist, didn't have a kid at the time. So this will definitely be a new perspective.
This is not your first rodeo?
We participated, we were title sponsors probably 5 years ago or so.
Okay. And your capacity, what was your capacity? Is it
same role? Yeah.
Same
so
role. Oh, okay.
I handled the marketing and the PR for it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And you've seen firsthand that it's a lot of people.
Oh my gosh.
Were you down at the Armory
We were
Park?
at the start. I actually got to go up in the bucket in the fire truck.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
oh,
it was so I've seen it, but again, never from the other side where I got to experience
it as a rider. Right. So I thought this was your first rodeo in that form, but no, you've been around.
Yeah.
So you've seen it.
Yeah.
There's a huge impact. And obviously the impact, and we'll probably talk more, we will talk about this more after this break, but of what it means to the community in terms of raising money and how it all helps, because there's a lot of money involved.
Yeah.
And obviously that's what this is for. It's a mechanism to raise money for people who need the help for our nonprofits,
right?
Which of course you guys are one with the Desert Children's. Let's take a quick break here and then come back on the other side and get Finley back on the mic. Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 The Voice. I'm Steve Rivera, your host. And in we have Christina Gear and her son Finley talking El Tour de Tucson. Finley's five, and he's going to ride in his first event. And Christina is X amount of ages.
That's right.
To be kind. Hey, my age is, you can figure that one out. And there's, she can ride two in her first time,
first
right?
First time.
Yeah, but yep. Not her first
time.
She's
actually slow.
Well, you have to, that's why you can't go too fast for her. You don't want to lose her. You and your two buddies are going to ride in the event.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's a big event because it raises a lot of money for a lot of people. And yep. Over the last 36 years, it'll be the sort of the seventh, they're close to $100 million raised total, which is a huge number and probably unfathomable.
That's incredible.
It is, and how they raise the money. This year could be more, about $7 million raised, hopefully. But I think that helps with you guys in the name recognition, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And it's, again, it's such a great thing for our community. So mm-hmm. the amount of money that goes back, and obviously the huge need that there is here,
right,
makes it an easy cause to sign on for.
Right. So has it been, it's been about 6 weeks, I'm guessing now, when it was announced that you guys were going to be the title sponsor,
mm-hmm.
And the impact you talked about at the hospital. So you're still searching for cyclists for you guys, right?
We are. So we've got a team of riders that are going to be riding for Diamond Children's. And like I was saying, we've got staff at the hospital who are so excited about this, and so they volunteered their time to lead rides at mm-hmm. 6 a.m. on the weekends, and they're leaving from the hospital a couple days a week in the afternoon. So huge engagement already.
I just did a big pitch on one of your great cyclists, and I say great because he is that good, Sam Keim, Dr.
Yes.
Keim.
Yep.
What a fantastic guy, and he is kind of your perfect spokesperson, if you will, for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thin guy, in shape guy. I already hate him. Older than me, looks great.
Yeah.
But you know, a cyclist has been doing this for a while. Like I say, perfect ambassador for you.
Right.
So, and is he kind of helping you guys along?
He is. And in fact, he's been working really hard to rally the other physicians and nurses mm-hmm. and staff. And he's the chair of our ED in emergency medicine. But he's pledged $1,000 that he's going to raise for Diamond Children's, and he's challenging other leaders in the hospital to do the same thing. So definitely a buzz. And of course, it's such a great cause.
Right. We're hoping to have him in the studio at some point. I hear he's on the road.
He is.
Always on the road, probably.
So make sure to call him out on that $1,000 that he's raising.
I will. So that'll push him to raise for other people.
That's right.
Do you know how many people you have to this point?
You know, I don't. I'll have to
look
check. I should know that, but I don't.
But I'm sure it's going to grow over time, because you have we have almost 2 months.
Exactly. And so we're hoping that we'll have a huge presence day of. We've got custom jerseys for our employees. Can't buy them. You have to help us fundraise money
earn
for
them.
Diamond Children's
earn
and earn
yes.
them.
Yes.
So there should be a sea of us on race day.
I was going to say,
ride day.
If you're a native of Tucson, who better than natives that know that nothing happens 2-3 months in advance? It's always
the week of,
the 2 weeks. The day of.
Yeah.
It's not a mañana. It's a, what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? Let's ride in the event.
Yeah.
Or go to the game.
Yeah.
Or whatever. It could be anything.
Yeah. We are quite notorious for that.
For being just the last second
yep.
people. But this is, I don't think you can do that in this, because you have to prepare for this.
Yeah.
And have you kind of started to?
So
I'm putting you on the spot.
I know, here. And I'm not going to lie. I mean, my beach cruiser is a little rusty, so I'm going to have to get moving on that. But you know,
he's already challenging you.
He is, and I will tell you, this kid is fast. He is fast, so I really am going to have to start moving a little bit to keep up with him.
So Finley, you learned on a. So tell me the thing.
What was the bike that you started riding on?
My black one.
The Strider bike.
Yeah.
Your Strider.
And that helped you kind of learn how to steer?
Yeah.
And then you would use your Fred Flintstone legs to kind of move the bike?
Yeah.
You don't know what I'm talking about with Fred Flintstone.
No.
But do the parents know? You guys are probably...
Yeah, so he would just... and he would do this in the house or outside, anywhere, so...
I still use it.
You still use it?
Right.
But I usually never use it.
Yeah.
So I don't think I've asked you, how excited are you to ride in this?
Pretty excited.
Pretty excited.
Pretty excited. For a five-year-old, that's a pretty good quote.
Yeah, pretty excited. He's like I said, you know, he was practicing his victory dance in the car. So
yeah.
And I think he's just excited to get out there with what he was saying and just all of the people. I mean, we talked about how many people are going to come out
right.
for ride day. And so, yeah, I think he'll be ready.
And Finny, that victory dance translates into other sports.
Yeah.
So if you win in football, basketball, whatever, you can still do yep. that dance.
The same kind, huh?
The same yeah. kind, yeah.
Yeah. We'll have to practice that on the soccer field. He's got going on right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's one of those guys. He's
That's
keeping
right.
you busy
That's
on different
right.
things. So, a big team apparently. Yes, for you guys,
mm-hmm.
a lot of excitement being buzzed at your place.
That's
which,
right.
which is always great. You probably hit a home run.
I think so. I mean, again, any way that we can invest in the community, mm-hmm. And it's one of our pillars, you know, health and wellness, and this ride is all about being active, and mm-hmm. whether your abilities are you're just beginning, like I am, or if you're going to be in the main event and you're going the full 110, I think
100,
it is 100.
Right.
You know, there's something for everyone, and so
right.
getting that amount of people out of their homes and get them down to where we kind of kick off and all of that. It's a great thing to see.
Right, right. It's right in your wheelhouse.
Absolutely.
With the health and wellness. And Dr. Kime, when I spoke to him, spoke about that. It's more about getting out and enjoying the air,
mm-hmm.
enjoying what you have in front of you. And as he cycles, he says, it's kind of the time to think,
mm-hmm.
you know, without any distractions, you can kind of go and just ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, and you know, we've got such a huge cycling community, so.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. You start seeing all the groups of people, and they're out there practicing or riding every day, getting
right,
ready.
Right. You see them more and more now. I'm sure as you get to work in the morning, you see
oh, yeah.
them in the community.
Oh yeah.
You grew up here, so you're probably not surprised, or maybe you are, that Tucson's one of the top 10 places for cycling.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I mean, I've born and raised here, which I know a lot of people say is really bizarre, but
you're that one.
Yeah. So it's always funny when you meet people and you're like, oh, you're born and raised here also. It's kind of rare, but I've always thought this was such a great place. And, so yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all.
No. And it's growing. After like big time titles with you guys are help and El Tour is kind of that spearheaded for other events, and it helps get the name out. And through the years, it's been known as a pretty good place to ride bikes, pretty safe.
Yeah.
Given the size of the city.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So you have friends probably in house there that you're kind of encouraging to get on
yes.
the bike?
Yes. And so one of the fun things we've got, so our CEO, Chad Whalen, he's been with us for about 6 or 8 months now. He's a physician. He is going to be riding in the race in some capacity. Our chief nursing officer, Kathy Townsend, she's going to be riding in it. So when we signed on as title sponsor, it was pretty amazing to hear. We've heard from a ton of our
right.
colleagues up in Phoenix that they've been doing the ride for forever, and so now they're so excited that we've got this association with Banner, so they'll all be coming down from Phoenix
great.
To join our team.
Yeah,
so the reach of it is huge right now. But
I see all these $1,000 challenges.
I you know what, I know, and I'm taking one on myself. So if you're one of my friends, probably don't pick up the phone when I call, but I'll find you somehow.
I was going to say that.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, look who's calling. We can't answer that.
I'm very busy.
Right. I think, Finley, do you want to say something? Just go right ahead. Put them on just so
I actually don't want to say.
You don't want to say? Okay.
You're talked out already.
I'm going to need you a donation from your piggy bank if you want to ride.
Don't.
So you just got some money from the Tooth Fairy, so maybe we can work on that.
Well, you know what you could use it on, Finley, down the road? A nicer bike.
Ooh.
Not that you probably don't have a nice bike, but, you know, in the future, you probably need a bigger one, a bigger and faster bike. What color is your bike now?
Green.
Green? And do you have a name for it?
Oh, no. We should get a name for it.
I don't have a name for it, but we're going to get one for it.
Cool. Anything off the top of your head?
No.
Nothing yet.
What would you like to call it?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I got a name for it. The Finish.
No.
Well, you sound like one of my editors.
No.
Sorry, it doesn't work. I don't get it.
Why?
You know, I'm so glad that you asked that. We'll have to come up with something.
Okay. So, yeah, okay. It's green? The green monster.
That's right.
Oh, wait. Wow. Hey, look at that. He liked it. I usually get it right on two chances.
What do you think? The green monster?
Yeah. Like, oh, yes. You don't have to be in Boston either. It'll just be on the bike. Cool.
You got a yes now.
It usually takes me two tries.
Not
two
bad.
Tries. Yes, yes. Well, good to have you, Christina. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, so we just got to go and practice.
Yeah.
I can easily say that because I'm not writing.
I know. Next time I see you, I'll let you know how it's going.
Yes, yes. Yeah, we'll probably come back for this. I've got to get Dr. Kime.
Yes.
And then we'll come back with this probably. And so any more writers that you have that have a good story?
Nope.
All right.
Okay. Thanks. Oh, the Green Machine. We got a call. So, yeah, Green Machine. So you have options now.
The Green Machine.
The
like
Green
that.
Machine.
Yep.
You'll tell me next time you come back what name you find it.
I also have a black bike.
You do.
That's too much big information for me. I'm working on the green one first.
One thing at a time.
Yes, please. Well, Christina, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Finley, thank you for coming in.
Yep.
You're cool. I have a friend who's exactly like you. We'll come back here on the other side of the break here on 1030 The Voice. Thanks, everybody. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 The Voice. I'm Steve Rivera. And now let's go to the phone lines and talk to Will Parker of Catalina Foothills. Will, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Thanks for trying. Yesterday, we kind of dropped the ball. It was a fumble, as you say. Hey, what position do you play for Catfoot?
I play inside linebacker and tight end.
Tight end. What a great, I don't want to say decision, but what a great honor. You're going to head to Colgate. How big of a decision was that for you?
It's a really big decision. You know, that's what I'm going to be playing the next 4 years of my life, and it's going to be a big part of who I am. So it's a big decision to make, and I'm really glad I did it.
What other choices did you have?
I had some interest from some Division III schools, and I was also talking to some other D1s. But Colgate was my only major D1 offer, and that was really just the deciding factor for me because, you know, the coaches believed in me, and I thought it was a good fit.
Right, right. In fact, I spoke to a couple of people yesterday when they heard you were going to Colgate, and he says, well, you could probably have gone and play at another Division I or two. And I'm thinking, why would you do that? Look where you're going. You go to Colgate, a great school.
Exactly. The caliber of school was a big decision for me, you know, preparing me for a life after football and developing me into a man.
So that's a great point. I was going to ask you, so of all the friends you have, and I'm not asking you who they are, but all the friends you have at a variety of schools, how many kids do you think actually think that way rather than they're worried about going to the school to go play football and not beyond their football years?
It depends on the school, I guess. Some of my closer friends here at Foothills, you know, we're an academic-based school. So, you know, they think that way, but there are some kids who aren't necessarily thinking that way in high school, but I think it's a really important aspect of a college decision to think about.
Right, right. And, you know, like the Fina kid is going to one of your schools as well. I mean, he's going to a great school, UCLA. There's places where academics and football play a big deal, and academics is obviously very important. I know your parents and you have sisters who have gone to college and played ball. So everyone must be very excited for you.
Yeah, my families have been very supportive. You know, they know it's always been my passion, my goal to make it to this level. And so they were really happy when I finally made it.
How relieved is it to already make the decision and you don't have to worry about it anymore?
It's really relieving. The recruiting process is a stressful and tedious one. So now that I've made up my mind, I can just focus on the season and playing with my brothers.
So once you got the call that they were going to offer, was it a kind of no-brainer?
You know, at first it was definitely, it was nice, but what really sealed the deal was I went up and visited during my bye week, and once I saw the campus and felt the family atmosphere, it was a no-brainer then.
Good luck with the cold.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot different from Tucson.
Well, you have some history, so does your dad. Buffalo ain't paradise in terms of hot. Cold weather is part of it.
Yes, sir, it is, and I'm going to have to invest in some winter clothing. hopefully I can survive the winter.
Maybe lastly, I know you play baseball too. Is there a chance to do both?
That was something I had considered, But unfortunately, Colgate doesn't have a baseball team, so I'll just be playing football.
Okay, cool, cool. But you're going to continue your career here, right, and then finish out your Catfoot career?
Absolutely. I fully intend to play the baseball season and all of off season before heading out to Colgate.
Then I would assume that football is more of your joy than baseball?
You know, I'd say they were about equal, but, you know, now it's starting to look like football is, because it's what I'm going to be spending my next 4 years of my life doing.
And maybe lastly, what are you going to study so I can send my resume to you once you get your job and you become the CEO?
I'm going to be studying economics.
Okay, perfect. I need somebody to run my books.
I'll see what I can do, I guess, once I'm there. But that's forward thinking.
Yeah. Well, I have that much confidence in you, Will. I have that much confidence in you. Hey, Will, thanks a bunch for coming on real quick. Enjoy your time, the rest of your football season, then your baseball season, and say hello to your folks.
All right. Thank you for having me on.
Sure. Great. That was Will Parker of Cat Foothills. Going to go to Colgate. Nice, good school, academically and otherwise. Good, good, good. We are now on the line. We have Mr. Adrian Denny of the Tucson Roadrunners. Looks like you're going to be busy the next few days, Adrian.
Yeah, it's fun. We've been waiting a long time for this, so it's great to get going. First game tomorrow here in Texas in the home opener, 2 weeks from tomorrow against San Antonio at the TCC.
Yes, and you're doing this is your second year, correct?
This is, yep.
This is your second year, and also it's your coach's second year, which is a rarity for you guys because you guys change coaches every year.
You know what? Sometimes you're just a victim of your own success, and Mike Van Ryan, our coach in 17-18, led us into the second round there and almost further and ended up as the assistant coach of the St. Louis Blues, and we know what happened last summer. They won that Stanley Cup, so we went and got Jay Verity and a guy that did a great job with us last year and just full of energy, full of passion, and the players love him and the staff is comfortable working with him. It's a great fit for the Roadrunners and the Coyotes, and we're excited to have Jay back, and we're excited to have the group back that's with Jay playing on the ice.
You know, every year teams start and have this great hope. It happens in every sport. What's the expectations this year?
You know, it's just win. I mean, that's it. Just win. I mean, we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but I mean, we want to go out tomorrow. We want to win. We want to go out Sunday, and we want to beat San Antonio, and we want to win every night, and it's something where you go out and this team is really talking about details. It's one big focus because we've got such a talented group. We have 17 guys back from last year, which is unheard of in any sport. We have a roster this size, about 25 guys, right? When do you see 17 players back on a Major League Baseball team, on an NHL team, on an NHL team, on a PCL team in AAA? You don't see that. So we've got a lot of guys back. And the Coyotes have added a lot of pieces around those guys. They were very aggressive in, you know, some moves they made at the NHL level, but also eyeing depth to the organization, some two-way contracts. They signed guys that, are under contract with the Coyotes that can play here for the Roadrunners. So we've got a really talented group. So the focus is on the little details. You know, it's everything you do. You're waking up, driving to the rink, getting a good pre-workout in, good practice, good workout after practice, have a good lunch, and it's everything you do. It's the detail, it's the process, and it's how well we're going to accomplish our goals, and that's been what we've talked a lot about with Jay, and as we talk to the guys, they're echoing the same sentiment.
Right. In fact, you talked about just the returning people. I guess this is going to be a seasoned group, probably mixed in with some great young athletes to make for some good chemistry.
Yeah, and our young guys, most of them are first-year guys last year becoming second-year guys this year. And so they were with us last year. They had great rookie seasons. They were with some great veterans, some great leadership guys. And now going from year one to year two, we have some guys like Camden Eane, Tyler Steenberg, and Braden Burke that going into year two, we're really excited about what they're going to add to us and add to themselves individually as we keep going along. And then, You know, you've got guys like Michael Bunting and Dyson Mayo, who both are their fourth years here with the Roadrunners. Lane Peterson, who led the team in goals last year with 23. He's back for his third season in Tucson. So a lot of familiar faces coming back. And those young guys last year are now second-year guys, and that's really exciting.
Right, right, right. In fact, everyone's excited. I'm excited here. We have a new sponsor for your show. We got a sponsor here, IRA Resources, is going to host the Tucson Roadrunners Coaches Show or Hockey Show. Looking forward to that. So we have a sponsor kind of really behind you guys. So once a week, we'll have you guy, Adrian, the voice of the Roadrunners. We'll have a representative, executive, a player. So I'm excited about this.
Yeah, that'll be fun. We're excited. I mean, we love to talk hockey. We love to talk with you. And as you know, we've got a lot of stuff going on in the community as well. So that'll be a great time for us to be on once a week with you, bring you the latest, tell you what's going on, and just get everybody more and more excited about what's going on with the Roadrunners.
Along those lines, you start on the road this week, but you are actually in Seoul here because there's a fan fest on Sunday, which is a big deal to kind of kick off the season.
Oh, sorry.
Did you hear me?
Sorry, I had an alarm going off that said call the Steve Rivera show. I thought I'd taken it off.
Yeah, this is that was probably for me. I don't know. No, but I'm saying you're on the road now. You start the season tomorrow, obviously, in San Antonio. But this weekend here in town regarding you guys is the Fan Fest, another big deal.
Yeah, you bet. 1-3 at the TCC on Sunday. It's a free event. I think the thing we're most excited about Fan Fest coming up Sunday is we've got the ice, and folks can go skate.
Oh, really?
And we've got skates to rent for free to anybody that wants to go skate. I mean, all supplies last, as we have to say legally, right? But, yeah, anybody can head on down and rent skates, skate on the ice. Our mascot, Dusty, will be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got a photo booth. We'll be taking some pictures. You can select your tickets for this upcoming season, any package you want, a flex package. Tickets for opening night. If you just want to come out opening night and take a one game at a time, we're going to flex package, which is vouchers that can be redeemed at any game just by going to the box office or full season tickets. And, we'll have our Slapshot cage out there. And anything you want to do, we'll have it going on Sunday afternoon with the TCC from 1 to 3. And, oh, by the way, you mentioned we're on the road. We play San Antonio Sunday at 1, and we'll have that game on the video board. So we invite folks to go down to the TCC and watch the Roadrunners take on San Antonio at FanFest.
Great, great. In fact, I think, can you hear me, Tony? You're on the line.
I'm here. Yes, sir.
So Adrian, Denny, this is the gentleman who will be sponsoring your show. I had him calling quickly here for a quick interjection. Tony, representing IRA Resources.
Yes, sir. Adrian, it's a pleasure to meet you. I'm very excited about the season. I'm not much of a hockey guy, but when I decided to help Steve out with his show and decided to sponsor, I asked him, so what should we do? I really liked the Tucson Sugar Skulls sessions that he had when he interviewed Marcus Coleman, the coach. So I thought, I'd like to do something like that. Who do you think would be a great team to sponsor? And then he said the Tucson Roadrunners. I went to your website today, and it is fantastic. You have all kinds of things lined up. It looks like a great season with a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to the 24th. It's Teacher Appreciation Night. I'm hoping a lot of teachers can get out there for that. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got Pima Federal Credit Union on board for that. We've got a great deal for the teachers and their families, and you hit it. We've got 34 home games. We've got, you know, 1 to 2 to 3 big things going on at every single game for anybody. You know, some nights it's going to be kids free, or, you know, we've got a post-team skate schedule coming up in March. We've got 1, 2, 3 nights on select Fridays with $1 soft drinks, $2 hot dogs, $3 beers. And, you know, as we go through the course of the year, every Wednesday night is going to be $2 hot dogs, and we've got ticket discounts on Tuesday nights with $12 tickets. So we like to feel that every night that you can come to the TCC and watch the Roadrunners games, we've got something for everybody, plus fast fun on the ice and a great hockey team.
Well, I was looking at the seating chart today, and it took me back. I went to the University of Arizona. I used to go to the Ice Cats game way back in the 80s, and I remember how much fun it was. The sounds of hockey are so unique to sport. You know, the skates and then the slapping of the puck against the glass and the sticks and everything. And so let me ask you, as I was looking at the seating chart today, where is the best place to sit to watch a hockey game?
You know what? You can pick any seat in the arena, and it could apply to be somebody's favorite seat. I mean, for me, I'm up calling the games, and I'm up at the top of the seating bowl there, right at center ice. I'm looking down, and I can see everything develop and everything transpiring on the ice, the guys hopping over the boards. And so I've got the panoramic view. But, you know, you're down on the glass, and you've got guys crashing into that. You're really getting a piece of the action. And if you've ever sat down on the glass, I took my 3-year-old nephew, who is now 4, to a hockey game over the holidays last year. But, you know, it was different for me because I wasn't calling the game and I wasn't up top. We sat down in the corner on the glass, and guys were coming in and they were battling for the puck, and it just felt like you were a part of the action. You can sit on the centers and have a great view and be in the middle of it with passionate fans and Dusty, our mascot. And anywhere you sit in the TCC, it's going to be fantastic. It's a great building. It seats 6,500. It's just the right size for us. And you mentioned, you know, the puck on the ice, the sticks, the guys hitting each other. It's such a perfect building for hockey. The acoustics in there during a game, you're going to feel like you're right involved in it.
Great, guys. Hey, we got to go take a break. Tony, thanks for calling in. Adrian, good luck on the road here. Welcome back next week, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks for having me, Steve. Have a great night. Nice to meet you, Tony.
Oh, you bet. Go Roadrunners.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, sir. Good night.
Let's take a break here on 1030 The Voice. Thanks, everybody. Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 The Voice. I'm Steve Rivera. And now on the phone, we have Damian Alameda from KOLD. Damian, thanks for your patience.
No, absolutely, man. Good Roadrunners talk going on there.
Yeah, there was. There is. Good good sponsor, good talk. Hey, did you get the memo from U of A about their new initiative?
I saw it on the website.
What did you make of it? What did you make of it?
I mean, fitting. I mean, it's all about, what, the future, right? That's the whole sell. You know, I'll be honest, I didn't dive deep into the details, but... big picture, I guess it's one of those we'll wait and see kind
right.
of things.
Yes, good answer. Yes.
What do you think?
Well, I think it's called every day. Shouldn't this be the case all the time?
One would think, but the way that college athletics is moving, it's almost like, I mean, I feel like we really are. We're at the precipice of a new era, regardless of whether or not college athletics wants to jump on board the train. With all this NLI talk and with California, you know, signing the SBA 206 into law.
Yes.
This is a brand new chapter that is coming full bore, and those who resist or try to stay out of its way, good luck, because things like this, once you get a movement building, it starts snowballing, and that's exactly what's happening right now. And come in a few years, it would be very hard to believe that the landscape of college athletics isn't forever changed.
Right. I know we got you on late, so a couple quick points. What's the most pressing thing the football team, UA football team, needs to look at?
Oh, man, that's a very, very good question. It's funny because it seems like it's sort of changed. Initially, you know, it was all the talk going in was the defensive line and how excited folks were about the defensive line. And then you have that game at Hawaii where the defensive line
right.
shuts down and NAU was kind of a wash, but then Texas Tech came up and you had issues early on in the defense. And then all of a sudden, boom, they found their stride. And then against UCLA first quarter, the defense is looking really questionable at best. And, you know, they make a few adjustments here or there, and all of a sudden, second quarter on, it's a game. So I'm not necessarily sure that the defense alone is the one thing that needs a spotlight. If anything else, I think it's just the overall presence of the team, because what's been most impressive, at least in the last two games, has been their hard charge mentality in the latter halves of games, right?
Yep.
The ability to not cave in to whatever mistakes or you know, endurance problems or any of that to clinch down in the fourth quarter and actually close, because that was the thing that didn't happen last year. They weren't
right.
closers. And in the last two games, what's been most impressive has been their closing ability. And of course, now you've got Grant Gunnell, the true freshman quarterback, who may or may not see time, but against UCLA, looked pretty decent.
Yeah.
For a true freshman. And I think decent's kind of an understatement here, you know?
Pretty decent is a pretty good endorsement, I think.
Right? Right? I mean, when was the last time we saw a quarterback have that much poise?
That young?
In pocket. I mean, 10
right.
years.
Yeah, at least. So we have about 2.5 minutes. Buying or selling this year's basketball team with Sean?
Well, you can only go up from last season. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm buying.
Yeah.
As far as how far they go, who knows? But just the sheer amount of talent, and most importantly, and Miller talked about this, and I think you asked him about this, the depth.
Yeah.
The depth that was there last season appears to be here now. And that alone is worth some wins.
No, I question. Don't you think deep down he's going to really like this team because of the depth and because of there's not a whole lot of ego there?
No, which is actually kind of surprising, because you would think if you took a look at the roster and you took a look specifically at the freshmen coming in, they have like almost every right to have a little bit of ego, don't they?
Yes.
But yeah, from all we're hearing, no, it's not. That's kicked to the door. Now the question is, can they defend, right? That's like, we go back to the defense. Defense is Miller's, you know, selling point hard, and we'll see, I guess, when the product hits the court, whether or not that comes to fruition. And if they can defend as well as Miller would like, then we've got ourselves a fun story. And I mean, Josh Green, if Miller's already comparing him to Nick Johnson in a few different checklists of regards, then this should be fun.
No, I think the one thing is that we'll be fun to coach, I mean, to watch,
yeah.
And to coach, I'm sure, because there's some storylines there that we might be able to get to tell.
Yeah. Imagine that, right?
Well, let's not put the cart before the horse, but that's just my guess.
Again, wait and see.
Wait and see. The mantra of 2019-20, wait and see.
Seriously.
You're right.
Seriously.
Hey, Damien, sorry I had to keep you on hold, but thanks. I appreciate you coming on. We got to do this more often, please.
Absolutely, man.
Thank you. Take care.
Take care.
All right. That was Damien Alameda from KOLD Channel 13. Does a great job there. Good show. Quick show, because we had a lot of things going on. Thanks, everybody. Christine Gear from Banner. Finley. Will Clark. Will Parker. Adrian Denny. And now Damien Alameda. Thanks. We'll see you tomorrow. Final day.